probably one of my favorite times of the year. And Kyle texted us this story of a mirror he got off Craigslist.
My boyfriend and I were looking for a mirror on Craigslist. We found like this really old, tiny one. It was like a teal frame, and we saw it on Craigslist. It was like $30. So we went and got it, and it was like 3 feet by 3 feet. The glass was really foggy, so we didn't really care because it was just like decorative. But we bring it home, and we put it up, and like within 10 minutes, we have a little corgi puppy, and he just started barking like crazy at it. And I mean, dogs know when ghosts are around, so already we were kind of just a little weird about it. But he just would not stop barking, and it was high. It was really high on the wall, so there's no way he could have seen his reflection or anything. And like later that day, like maybe within 2 hours, my boyfriend just started like randomly throwing up, like no reason. He didn't eat like anything bad that day. He just started throwing up and was really anxious. And they just went to bed and woke up and was fine. Like, throughout the week, we would hear creepy noises coming from the area. The dog would stand outside of that room every time because it's our living room, and he would just bark forever. And then like one night, we went to bed, and I woke up at like 3 a.m. and every door in the house was open, like our bedroom door, the roommate's bedroom door. The front door was wide open. It was pouring down rain. And then the dog was barking at the mirror again. So we were just trying to ignore it. And then for about a couple days, we just kept hearing noises. And then we decided just to throw it out. So we live in the Highlands, and above a shop. And there's this stretch of grass behind the building that has a dumpster. So it was like 10:30. And we go to carry the mirror outside. It's a really heavy mirror, so I need both my hands out. And so we're carrying it downstairs. My dog's barking at the mirror the whole time. My boyfriend's holding a Bible on the mirror the whole time. And then as we approach my car, every light on my car turns on and the trunk unlocks. And I never touched my keys at all whatsoever. So then we're like, screw this. So we go and take it to the dumpster, and we put it outside the dumpster. It was like 10:30 on Sunday, and then like 20 minutes later, I go out to walk the dog in that area, and the mirror is gone.
Oh, dude.
Dang. That's a whole lot of nope. That's
the haunted
so
mirror. And like,
creepy.
I've heard of things like mirrors being portals to different like dimensions and realms and windows to the supernatural.
See, this is why I was like afraid to watch any kind of like paranormal activity kind of movies like in my house.
Yeah, because you
I
were
figured
like,
it would like open up that portal.
Because of the paranormal activities, is like 3 a.m, that's when that stuff happens.
Yes.
Yep. Gosh, so right. Much no.
Yeah.
Good stuff.